I just finished my STCW. Now I need to find a job. So what we're going to do is we're going to go talk to Jill from Denison and find out exactly the ins and outs of being a good crew member and getting a good job. Not just a job, but a great job. Check out the show. And this is the bottom line. Hey everybody, I'm Doug.
And I'm Christy.
And this is the bottom line. Welcome.
Welcome.
How are you guys
back.
Doing?
Hello.
We're still at Flips. What's
we
Flips?
Are Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show.
We're gonna take some time. We're gonna talk to Jill from Denison Yachts. She is the crew manager, and she's gonna give you guys some insights on how to get that job or how to keep that job. But first we got a couple of things to do. What's our sponsors?
Well, we have Marine Data Solutions. And Salty Rag Screw Apparel.
Okay, Marine Data Solutions. We all know we've got 99 problems on board.
And the internet's not one of them.
And Salty Rag Screw Apparel. Salty Rags, what do they do for us?
They keep us looking fly, of course.
Okay, especially if you're co-host, you get fly gear like this. Isn't
fly
that nice with
like
the bottom
this.
Line and everything? So we are at the Denison Float.
We are.
At the boat show. And Jill is the crew manager at Denison. Now, what we're going to talk about this episode is getting people jobs on boats and keeping the jobs. Jill is the go-to girl for Denison. She does all kinds of behind-the-scenes work. It's not like, oh, here's my resume, get me a job. She does a lot more. So, Jill, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So Jill,
glad to have you.
My first question is, as new crew, what should new crew coming into the industry be doing to get your attention and to get the captain's attention?
Well, I think it first starts with their CVs. It's really great. You have to have a proper CV, the formatting, get a great profile photo, and basically have something that's brief and to the point and not a long story, because as Captain Doug knows, he gets a lot of CVs, resumes.
Time is sensitive.
And, timing. And what he does is he'll scan them, just looking for the key points, and then maybe he'll go back and read them. So
a photo,
with
skills and experience now, and you're saying that a resume shouldn't be 3 pages long.
No, you can have it 2 pages. That's
okay.
Fair. Include your references. It's always good to have references, or written references are ideal as well.
Okay. Keep the resume short. We don't want your whole life story. I can tell you that as a captain. And the more you embellish, the worse it gets for you. Short, to the point. That's the interview part, is where you tell your story. The resume part is to get somebody's attention. Short, sweet, to the point.
Well, I also think what's really important starting out is just getting to know crew personally, because it's, everyone could have experience, they can have the certificates, but the personality fit and crew dynamic are what are paramount on board.
So the second thing is getting to know the crew. So that means going to the bars, getting slosh drunk, skateboarding down 17th Street, stuff like that.
That's what crew does, right?
Not quite.
Oh, okay.
Done.
You're telling me more.
Do you want me to place those kinds of crew with you?
No, I don't want those crew.
There we go.
So you're saying from a get to know the crew dynamic from a professional level.
From a professional level, and just knowing where to put people.
Okay. So let's say I'm a deckhand, and now I've got your attention. My resume is in front of you. What do you do in the background to make sure that I'm okay?
Well, we do reference checks, like I had mentioned. What I'll do is I'll also assist crew with their CVs, so that way they can better market themselves to potential employers, meaning folks.
You'll meet them.
I will meet them, and I will help assist them with their resumes as well.
Okay, so you do that as well?
Yes.
Okay, so you'll tweak it. So that's another good thing. If you're really serious about getting on yachting, you should probably come to Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale is the place to be. We are an international industry, so you can be anywhere, because the boats are everywhere. But Fort Lauderdale is, the yachting capital.
How many offices does Denison have?
Well, I think we have, I know last I checked it was 25.
Could someone in a remote area actually go into one of the remote Denison locations and kind of do an interview, hey, how you doing, to kind of give them like a foot in for you?
Can make an initial connection, and everything will be forwarded to me.
Okay.
We will be also opening an office in Monaco.
Oh,
so we'll
Monaco.
Have an international prep.
Oh, Monaco.
We'll have an international.
Are you moving
presence.
Over there?
Hopefully I'll get to visit.
Okay. So get down to Fort Lauderdale, get in front of Jill. Do not list your deckhand friend as a reference. Right?
We would like legit references, people that you've worked for that could attest to your abilities, of how you were while you were on the job with them.
First red flag for me in the reference check department is when you're a chief stew and the reference isn't coming from the captain, it's coming from the engineer. That's a red flag for me. How do you feel about that?
I would question it. I mean, if they all worked in the same team, but if it's the chief stew, I would want to see it, depending on the size of the boat, it could be from the purser.
Okay.
You know, a head of a department.
Somebody above in the same...
Somebody, in their same, like, if it's interior, then someone above.
It's okay not to have a reference from the captain, as long as it's your superior in the same department.
That's correct.
If you're a chief stew and you're getting the bosun to write you a reference, that doesn't work. We see through that.
Yes.
In other words, you screwed up and you can't go to the captain for a reference. It's that simple.
You said it. I won't.
I'll say it because you'll figure it out when they walk in the door. Okay. Now, the third question is, what is the current situation with crew, especially U.S. crew? Because, you know, you're in Fort Lauderdale. I mean, is there a lot of crew or they're not crew? Are boats screaming for crew? Are you screaming for crew?
Absolutely. There's a bit of a shortage right now with crew, as I know Doug can also attest to because he's reached out to me for crew. It's a great time for new crew getting in the industry.
Absolutely.
Where in the past, perhaps, maybe a yacht would not have given them a chance initially, but due to the shortage, they're willing to train,
yep,
you know, and bring them on board.
Absolutely.
In certain situations.
So totally green.
Positions.
Totally green.
And what you're saying right now is you're experiencing, as a crew placement agency, a real lack of people coming in?
That's correct. We definitely need more quality crew in the industry.
You hear what she said? They need crew.
Quality crew.
Yeah.
Quality crew.
Jill's the girl. She's been doing this a long time. A long time.
Hey, now.
She's been doing it a long... I mean, well, I can't say a long time, three times. But, I have never seen anything like it in the industry. This is what we're experiencing in the past 12, 18 months. When crew agencies are begging for crew, that means there's a real shortage. So I think if you're willing to work... You're willing to get in the program and stick with the program, mm-hmm, go see Jill, all right? And she'll get you all set up. I mean, Denison has a fleet. We're surrounded by boats. It's not like she doesn't have boats to put crew on.
Well, we have a fleet of boats that I place crew for, but I can place crew on any boat.
Any boat.
Whether it's in our fleet, with Denison, and outside our fleet. So anyone can reach out if they need crew or if they're looking for a job. So it's kind of nice to have like a little bit of, I say, the best of both worlds, per se. A little bit of variety.
So,
yeah.
To recap, keep your resume short. Try and get down to Lauderdale and get face-to-face. Actually, a company like Denison, as it comes to crew, they'll actually help you with your CV. Now, I have to be fair, there are other crew agencies out there, and they all...
Absolutely.
And they all do a pretty decent job.
They do.
But, you know, Renaissance is part of the Denison family, so I'm a little biased. But keep your resume short. Get down here, do a face-to-face. A good crew agency will help you with your resume. Keep your references pertaining to work and to your supervisors, because it's a negative effect if you put your friend's friend on there, because it makes it look like something's wrong, right?
Correct.
And then...
Another good key point. Sorry to...
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Captain.
Go ahead.
Invest in education. Education is key. I mean, a lot of crew will come in, and of course you have to get your STCW. I know you've been through it.
Yes, ma'am.
But when I see crew that have invested in some additional courses, maybe it's not a certificate, but maybe, you know, they're getting on a charter yacht and they have like a wine knowledge, or they've taken on some sort of additional hospitality course. Maybe they've been in the hospitality industry. Maybe they haven't.
That would help.
When I see that, I always see
As a crew placement person, what schooling jumps out for you besides STCW? Would it be like the stewardess classes?
The deckhand courses. It could be just some extras that you wouldn't, like I've seen people, like we were saying, the wine courses, the mixology, anything service related, just that little bit of extra.
So even...
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I get very excited, Doug. I want to share all of this.
Go ahead. That's why
we're
here.
All of the wisdom, Jill.
I was just going to say that even with the crew shortage, you still want to stand up and beyond.
Set yourself apart.
Exactly. Yes, because anybody can get on a boat. You want to get there's a difference between getting on a boat and getting on a good boat.
And when I see someone that's invested in some additional courses, it just shows me their commitment to the industry and wanting a career and not just trying out this yachting thing.
Okay, cool.
So. Not a face.
Anything else, Jill?
I think that's it. I promise not to interrupt you again.
I love being interrupted because we're here to find out. We're here to pick your brain.
Yes.
You know me. I'm a captain. I look at your resume. Nah, ain't going to make it. Nope, that one's off. Done. Yep. Sometimes Jill would actually be like, no, Doug, meet him in person. Give him a shot. And a lot of times I hire.
Correct.
Yeah. So that's cool. Just follow those rules and you'll get a job really fast, I'm sure. Check out Jill at Denison Yachts. She's in the Fort Lauderdale office. You have like four down here.
We do.
Yeah, but you can find her pretty easily on the Denison website. Happy hunting for jobs. Once you get that job, I'll tell you this. As a captain, I like longevity.
Longevity is key.
Hopping is not good.
No. Get on a boat and stay on it.
How long do you think... How long is a good stay on a boat?
When I see someone, I would used to say 3 years.
Yeah, I don't know.
But now when I see someone that's been on for at least a year, it tells me they've committed to not just a season, but a program.
Okay. So another thing, you want to excel in the yachting industry, minimum 1 year. And I agree with you.
Yeah.
Before it used to be 3 or 4.
Right.
Yeah. But just hopping every 3 or 4 months to kind of one up the boat, make more money, you're hurting yourself in the long run. Because when you're going to get to that gold-plated, perfect job, you're not going to get it because the other guys have been putting in the time. We'll get it.
All right.
Okay, cool. Jill, thank you so much.
A pleasure. Yeah. So great to have you both here.
We'll see you guys next week. And until then, you guys be safe out there. Do your thing. Yeah. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.